Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'm sitting here with the one and only Carter.
How you doing?
How you doing? I am sitting here in his apartment, Pink Whitney everywhere, smoking a joint, if you can hear it or not. Blunt. It's lit. Is it lit?
Oh, yeah, it's lit.
It's fucking lit.
It's fucking lit.
So, yeah, was it yesterday that you gave me a hug at work?
Absolutely.
I felt loved. I felt loved at work. It gave me joy.
Good.
Because both you, Josh Rosita.
Josh Rosita, man.
Josh Rosita gives me hugs.
Shout out Josh Rosita.
And, like, I was curious because I went to go, I went to hang out with my buddy Kevin earlier. Shout out to Kevin Rack. Once local crackhead, now he's content with life and sober, and, like, he's eating fruit and vegetables. He's, like,
Good shit.
Completely changed his life.
Valid.
Completely from, like, doing hard drugs to...
No, and that's hard.
Living on his own and, like, this becoming who he wants to be. He fucking yo-yos now. He, like, collects all this shit. He's a really cool guy. I was telling him about you for, like... I talked about you for, like, 30 minutes earlier today.
Valid.
And I was just,
Valid.
Like, hyping you up as this amazing fucking person.
No, I've been excited to do this, man. I really have.
I was... curious on like the subjects we would talk about, like life and different points of view and this and that, but I really feel like you're just such a chill person. It's so easy to have a conversation with you, and I was overthinking the friendship for a second. I'm like,
am I really
friends with Carter, or is he just being nice?
No, 100%, and to be honest,
but when you gave me the hug the other day, I'm like, Carter likes me.
Yeah, no, literally in the beginning when you first came to work, to be honest, I didn't even know you. I was just like, yo, he's just a worker.
Just another worker. Yeah,
like just another worker. And it just kind of grew. Like, it really did. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
all right, what do you like about me?
What I like about you? Bro, literally, here's the thing. I like sense of humor, right? So, me and you, it's kind of dangerous how close a sense of humor we have. Because we say some pretty messed up things at work. I'm not going to say
it. Well, that's the funny part. That's like, okay, like, we'll talk about, like, I don't know, pedophiles. Oh, I heard a really good pedophile joke the other day.
Let me hear it.
It was, say what you want about pedophiles, but they always drive the speed limit in school zones.
You're not wrong.
Not wrong, because they want to keep them safe.
You know, they don't ever get pulled over in the school. They don't got to worry about the fine. Because if they get pulled over, they're over.
You give me a Nelson Rosario vibe every time I hang out with you. Any conversation I have. Because, like, he FaceTimes me. He sends me, like, TikToks.
Yeah.
He, like, does this thing. I don't hang out with people. Okay,
right.
I'm very antisocial. You see me in public and social things. I'm the most social person.
Right.
Like, at work, I talk to people. When I'm outside of work, I literally hang out with Chrissy. And I hang out with my dick. And that's it. The two people. I try to only beat one of them. And and sometimes it gets difficult, but I really try my best.
Yeah, absolutely.
But this is new for me still. Like, I'm 20 years old. And, like, I've never really, like, went to, like, a friend's apartment or, like,
went
to go hang out with people. So this is still, like, a new experience, a new environment.
Right.
And I like it so far.
Good. I'm glad you like it.
The nerves. Yeah, the nerves are still there. Deep down, super antisocial.
Oh, yeah, and that's okay. I mean, to be honest, I'm antisocial, but once I get... It's like the first sentence, you know? Like, once you talk, and once you be like, all right, you know,
you had to put yourself in that environment to start getting used to it more.
Right.
And
like,
I just never really...
McDonald's, what a better environment. All you're going to do is stand next to people for 8 hours.
You fuck around with 16-year-olds. Like, we have moms that work there. We have fucking...
We got Lisa.
Let's talk about fucking Lisa. Lisa don't even know what a podcast is. Lisa... Okay, you want to explain to the people who Lisa is?
Lisa is... A 45-year-old.
She's 45?
She is 45.
She older than
I read
Kim?
It in the report
is
in
Kim
the newspaper.
40? Remember Kim, the overnighter? The black,
Kim,
homophobic, old overnighter?
Yes, I remember Kim. Kim was definitely older. But Lisa, she got a hurt hip, hurt knee, something.
She drives with her door open just to smoke cigarettes.
That's some... Sometimes to drink a little booze, if you know.
Oh, yeah, the DWI.
The DWI.
Dude, when she walked into the bathroom, so I physically was holding my penis as I'm peeing, right? Like, as a man shall do.
Right.
And I'm holding my junk, and all I hear her say when she walks in is, how much longer are you going to be?
Yeah.
Like, she's in the men's bathroom as I'm holding my junk. Like, no, leave me the fuck alone. And I cursed her. I cursed her out. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing in here?
No,
leave me the fuck alone. My dick's out.
Imagine if it would have been the other way around.
She hasn't talked to me since.
No, I would.
Not one fucking word.
To be honest, she's just... Lisa's Lisa.
Lisa is
the one time
Lisa.
I let her hit the dab pen in the little janitor closet in between the bathrooms. So she ripped it, right? And I went to the bathroom. And I just start hearing her cough, like coughing up a lung. I walk out the bathroom. She goes, I need a drink, right? So I go get her a coat. I come back. She threw up everywhere. And I was like, bro.
When was this?
This was, I think, last week. Like,
kidding.
No, I think last Friday. She threw up in the little, you know where, like, you dump the mop bucket?
Yeah. That's she threw up in there.
Yeah, she threw up in there. I didn't know that. And I was like,
that's hilarious. I wish I would have known that. I would have made fun of her.
I literally was laughing. Marissa came back and looked at me. She was just like, I think you broke Lisa.
Speaking of Marissa, I don't think I've ever like worked with someone as nice as her. Like I've heard like she literally will hear me make rape jokes and still come up to me and like talk to me about like her going on trips and boats and guys and like
she's just social.
She's just social. She's a chill person.
I think I've seen her mad once.
Yeah, I never see her mad.
Literally, you don't.
I feel like a lot of people we work with, the only ones that we really like bond with the most are either like the 45-year-old ladies that we can like fuck with, right? And like, or like the 16-year-olds that really like don't know what they're doing. A lot of these kids, like, they come up, they're like, "What's up, man?" They dab me up, and like they really try to get my good side. Like Cam the other day, shout out to Cam, you're a fucking cunt, because he came up and was like, he kept saying Baba Booey and like making all these meme jokes, and I was just like, I'm like, all right, yeah, cool. I go on Reddit to jack off. Yeah, sure. I know the memes. Right. I know the memes you're talking about. But as soon as he made a joke, he started like not telling me when he's gonna go do shit, like using the bathroom for 15 minutes, gonna go walk around, going on his phone.
He's turned into a
he's trying to finesse me.
Nolan. He's turning into Nolan.
He's trying to finesse me, and I wasn't fucking with it.
Shout out Nolan, but he's turning into Nolan, man.
I wasn't really fucking with it.
I can't wait till all these other people come back, and it's just
who
everything's.
Were you excited to come back?
You get Jimmy to come back soon.
I miss Jimmy's just a nice soul.
Yeah, he's just a nice soul. Sam's coming back soon.
I hope Sam doesn't shave.
He's gonna shave. If he don't shave, I'm gonna give him some shit for it, for sure.
I don't want him to shave. He looks like a fucking man. Like a man. Like every time I see his beard,
like some survival type guy.
Yeah, every time I see his beard, I'm like, he won't ever wear a tracksuit. Because he always wears that fucking tracksuit.
Yeah. I think I do miss that man.
Sam is a good guy when he like when his life's not about work. I feel like he's such a nice guy. But as soon as he gets in that like, I've been here for 11 hours. Fuck off. Yeah, leave me alone.
It's over.
It's like over. You just have to like tell yourself like tomorrow it'll be better.
Yeah, and like people, I feel like once you get to know it, like it's just like, okay, he's not mad at you. He's just mad.
Yeah.
Unless you're one of like if you're close with him.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for my nicotine. You already know how it be. I see you be posting.
I think you dropped it, right? It was charging right next to you on your right.
Oh, it is charging. Go. Thank you. See, you know where it is before I do.
See, now the whole nicotine thing is like it doesn't bother me that much. So growing up, both my parents smoked cigarettes, right? Okay. So it was like I was always around like cigarettes in the car. I my clothes smelled like cigarettes. I hated it. And then once like the people in school started hitting nicotine, I'm like, oh, it's like it's just a fad. Like it'll go away, just like how like the dab pens. Dab pens didn't last that long in high school. Like I really don't feel like my senior year really was like booming. And then once I left, I heard like kids were just doing it here and there, and then it slowly turned into nicotine instead of dab pens.
Right.
And it just it bothered me because people didn't care that like 16-year-olds were smoking nicotine.
Yeah, no one did. I remember it was my senior year when it all started.
And they're, like, joking around. Like, I'm not going to be, like, a stickler about it. I'm not going to be, like, say no to drugs.
Yeah,
but,
no.
I mean, like, a 16-year-old doesn't know what's good for them.
No.
Like, when I was 16, I was like, I'm never going to drink. I'm never going to smoke. I'm never going to do this.
Right.
I'm never
if I saw my 16-year-old self now,
I'd beat the shit out of myself if I saw my 16. I was such a pussy.
I beat the shit out of myself. I was an annoying little fuck. But B, like, I thought I knew everything when I was 16. And then life smacked me in the fucking face. Crazy. It is.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to listen to this podcast because you're on it? Because I know you have quite a few friends. You're known in the area, the local area, to like the party guy. Like you're going to the woods, you're throwing a party, you got to get together, a little smoke sesh, this and that. You're really a guy that everyone wants to be friends with, and I feel like you have this clout behind your name that I feel like you don't even know about yet. I feel like you kind of like you're just rubbing the surface of it, but deep down, I feel like you really got that following.
I mean, I hope so. I throw the parties because parties are fun.
But and like B, you go out of your way for that stuff,
right? And like, I don't know because people were right. Like there were no parties. Like this summer was shit. There was COVID. There was so I'm like, all right, like.
That brought the gun to the one party?
Right, that was the third party. That party was crazy. It was lit, but...
How surprised were you when you saw me in the woods that one day?
I couldn't believe... I literally was like, wait a minute. I saw you, I saw Nelson. I knew Ant was coming.
Yeah.
But I didn't know all... Like, Jonah was there, too.
Yeah, Jonah Rosas.
Before Jonah even worked.
Yeah. Angel Reyes, another one of our friends, went there.
And I was just like, all right, word. Like, dude. And it was the first two parties, it was right in that corner.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, like, we're going to try this out. And the first party, I didn't know because, like, COVID just
Did I
started.
Go to the first one?
I think it might have been the first one, maybe. No, I think it was the first
one. It was when the cops came. Like, sheriffs and shit were there.
That was...
When people were leaving?
I think that was the second one.
Okay.
But the first one was, like, I think it was, I'd say, like, 100, 115 people.
Yeah. And I remember playing Pong, but Pong kind of sucked because, like, there's no water in the cups and shit. Now I remember just getting upset that, like, my shoes were getting stepped on, and, like, I was drinking Mike's
Lemonade.
That's
the one thing I was upset about because, like...
I wasn't trying to get sauce.
I went there 2 weekends in a row.
Yeah.
And I think we do it back-to-back weekends. And I go there, and the same people are there at the lean-tos, and I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Like, why are you guys there?
Like the people that ruined it last time?
Yeah, they were like, yo, if you throw a party in here, like, we're gonna call the cops. And I'm like... All right, well, whatever. So then I found that one spot, and it was pretty good for the two. But the third time, when it was July 4th, I was like, there's no fireworks. There's no...
Yeah, you told them all these rules and stuff.
Like, there's no place to be. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no... So what are people going to do on July 4th? Everybody wants to get fucked up. It's July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, fuck it. July 4th is Saturday. What's the word?
Easy.
And it was crazy. That party was crazy. I was passed out most of it, not going to lie.
I'm not a big party person, for sure. I don't know what it is.
I've noticed more and more since high school, I've been more of like an indoor, like...
Like a house party?
Like a hangout.
Like when me and Nelson threw the party at the...
That was dope.
That was dope, but all the McDick's people only stayed for like 45 minutes.
Oh, I was there.
Yeah.
Okay, the first one...
Who was it? Who was Carly? Aunt. Carly was like gone.
What was it? And that... Okay, so the first one... That was
because we threw it one party one day and a party the next day.
The party the next day. The first
and
one,
they
me
both
and Ant
had
were hyped
a
up
lot
as
of
fuck.
People. Yes.
Me and Ant were hype as fuck because we were talking about it the whole week. And me and that nigga drank
way too much. I was so drunk that day.
Yeah.
This video is me laying in the road in front of Chris's house.
Me and Ant were gone by, like, I think, 30 minutes in. Like, so then the next day we were like, all right, listen, can't do that again because I want to be at this party.
Yeah.
And then eventually get there, the party's popping, and I'm like, all right, word. Now I'm just not going to die until later.
Yeah.
And that also night, it was pouring. I had to walk.
Day?
No,
the second night. Oh, yeah,
The second night, it was fucking pouring.
And you
had to
walk
home. Yeah.
That's ass.
It was tight. I was just like...
Dude, the first party was the first time ever that I drank like a good amount of alcohol. So, right. Like, for me, a good amount of alcohol is, like... So, when I drink before, like, with Christy and shit, it would be, like, 6 Mike's Lemonades or some shit. Like, I'd get, like, a 6-pack and just drink them all, and then I'd be, like... I'd be pretty drunk, because I'm pretty light.
To be honest, I don't think Christy would ever want to drink with me again.
Why?
So, when
you threw up in the bathroom, right?
Yeah, when I threw up in the bathroom. So, this is when...
Oh, this is gonna tie into Liz Valvo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is the old times where she was dating Brian.
Yep.
You know,
not to mention his name or anything.
Yeah, but I went over there and I drank a Four Loko and I was already fucked up. And Brian Martinez challenged me. And
Brian Martinez likes me.
Brian Martinez is not a bad person.
He's not. I saw him at Country Fair the other day.
I saw him at Magic's with
his girl.
Yeah, I can't remember her name. Why is it drawing a blank?
She is like
whatever her name is.
Yeah,
and. He played me and it was, I had one left and we were taking shot and shot and there was like the thing was like a double shot.
Yeah.
It was like the loser had to take it and he beat me and I took it and 20 minutes later, I was gone. I was in the bathroom. I guess I stayed in the toilet. Sorry about that.
I feel bad for Chrissy just because like I knew she had to go through all that shit. So I know she's been through some things.
Right.
And I also feel bad for Brian because I kind of just snagged her. I pretty much was just like, I don't like the situation you're in, and I like you a lot. And the only reason why I liked Chrissy is because she was nothing like, I never met a woman that was like her. You know, she's an odd person.
Right.
Like I dated like cheerleaders, I dated fucking popular girls, like I've dated a girl with a kid once. Like I dated seniors, I dated like all this shit. And then I'm like, Chrissy's like 4'9". She hates the world.
Right.
And she's, like, with this person. And it was, like, I feel like it was a negative thing overall.
Yeah.
Like, the whole relationship, not to talk shit on their past relationship, even though I hated it, was negative. Right. So I started making jokes to Chrissy. And as soon as I found out that she wanted to know when I was working, I'm like, oh, I got it. It's over. And then she started Snapchatting me and talking to me. And then she broke up with him. And then we didn't start dating for, like, 6 months. Because she didn't want to be that person to break up with someone and date
respectfully.
Somebody. Respectfully wanted to wait.
It's up to you.
I'm going back to my grandparents. So I denying the blunt, because when I go home, my grandparents are making steak on the grill with mashed potatoes and, like, the, you know, like the bacon mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
And then carrots.
Oh, okay.
So I don't want to be...
feast when you get home.
I'm going to feast when I get home, but I also want to have a conversation with them because they're very...
Fair enough.
I told my grandmother that my sister in high school smoked weed, and she's like, there's no way! She was so sweet! I'm like, she didn't even graduate. What are you talking about?
She didn't even graduate.
She didn't even graduate. She has a kid now. What do you mean? Like, no. So, do you want to tell the story of the day after Chrissy and Brian broke up?
I think you should tell it.
Oh, you were... Matt was there, actually. Matt Lessinger was at the house when it happened.
When she came over?
When they...
Oh, well, I guess I only
I don't know much. I don't know much.
I don't
details.
Know much details either. Okay. I just know that one of our coworkers, you know, who is good friends with Chrissy, decided, hey, I'm going to go
sleep with your ex-boyfriend of one day.
Of one day. Yeah. It was right after. Like,
can you imagine being friends with somebody since first grade?
And then doing that?
Like if I dated a girl for 3 years, right? So if I knew you my whole life and dated a girl for 3 years, the day after I break up with her, you sleep with her, and then you only, you say, oh, because I was bored?
Yeah.
What kind of shit is that?
That was just some plan shit.
Goes into details, telling the story to her.
To be honest, if it happened the day after, it was going to happen either way.
Really?
I mean, think about it. If it happened the day after, I mean, shit, there's no way Brian was just like the day I was like, yo, what's the word?
I don't want to talk about this dude no more.
Yeah, I don't either.
This dude just, I don't know. He's just doing his thing. I'm doing my thing. I hope he's happy with whatever life he's living. And I'm going to try to be happy life he wish he had. and that's that.
Absolutely.
I wanted to ask you about college and your JCC times.
My JCC times?
Because I heard that, what was it? You were talking to Adam the other day about how they need to check the dorms now, like mandatory checks. What was that about? Did you just party a lot and smoke and when you went to JCC?
All right, so me...
Didn't I see you in Jamestown once?
I think you did. Probably walking through the hallways or
something. No, I was doing P-Tech.
Oh,
we went there for I made a chessboard and you were walking around.
I was walking through.
Yeah, and I was like, Carter.
Yeah.
That's before we knew each other.
Right. What was it? So I ran the broom checks. I ran around with my boy Bucks, Taz, and Snoop.
Those all sound like gangsters.
They were valid. It was whatever.
Are those nicknames or actual names?
Those were nicknames. Okay. They were Ryan, Lennon, and James.
All right.
But, so we were walking, and this guy, Jay, he was my boy at the time. And he fucked us over. He ratted on us for some shit.
For what? For fucking drugs?
He said we were stealing speakers. We were running in dorms and stealing stuff, which wasn't true.
What the fuck?
So what we did was turn that, and then we went into his dorm and actually, took shit.
Oh,
We took, I think, 4 pairs of Jordans. My boy Lennon took a Gucci belt. Some girls came in and raided his food and everything. Cause
where was he at?
He violated probation, so he got put in.
So he
jail.
was just a bad person.
Yeah,
to begin with.
Yeah, okay. It wasn't. And I was just whatever. He was
that's
right across the
fuck.
Hallway, and I was just smoking him. But so that got found out, and he came in and he tried to pull up on Bucks. Bucks is 6 foot, 215 pounds. He knows how to fight.
Yeah.
Put him right into the corner and cracked his head open.
You ever have those moments where you watch UFC or a Facebook video and you're yeah. Oh, I could do that. Deep down, I feel I could fight.
Deep down, I feel sometimes I could.
I'm really white,
but
though.
At the same time,
people look at me and they're they I feel people think I'm not a non-threatening person just because I'm really white. I'm skinny. I'm a skinny guy. Right. You're tall. You're bigger than me, but I also have the 8 years of boxing
uh-huh.
and the wasn't karate. What's
jiu-jitsu.
Yep, that and grappling, all that stuff. Uh-huh. I did that my whole life growing up. From fucking elementary school all the way up to freshman year of high school.
The only thing I got is hockey.
Yeah, you definitely have the advantage over me. But in my head, I'm I know how to do a proper uppercut.
Yeah, you could get some hits.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah. I feel I could hold myself to a standard. But Joseph the other day was oh, I'd beat the shit out of you. And I'm Joseph, first of all...
I have a theory about him.
Joseph.
I have a theory about him.
Joseph thinks he can beat my ass just because he's fat. He's I'm bigger than you, I can beat your ass. Just because you're thicker than me in all the wrong places doesn't mean you're going to beat my ass. I trucked him the other day at work. Because I was fucking around and I was running to the back. And I'm a fast guy.
Yeah, I assume so.
I went to college for fucking track.
Right.
So I started running to the back as fast as I can. And he lowered his shoulder. And I fucking hit him. And he bounced back. Like, he literally started walking backwards almost because I hit him. I'm like, yeah, motherfucker. Like, I know how
that
to...
That day, he... Yo, that man has no sense of balance.
Oh, yeah, he fell. He fell at work that one time. Christ. I swear, he broke a tile with his fat ass.
I know
ass.
He did, bro.
That shit was outrageous. That was crazy. I was in the cooler. No, I was in the cooler.
You were walking towards the manager. I was yep. walking in the manager's office. You were walking towards the manager's office, yep. and he just... Boom, and
was it like, during truck?
Yeah, because yep. I had to come in
yep.
and do truck that day with you.
Speaking of that, when Josh receded his truck now, I'm working 11 till whenever truck's over. So hopefully...
Hope you have fun with that.
Get some overtime.
Yeah.
Well, how I see it, as long as I, like, because usually at the end of, like, an 8-hour shift, well, you're like, you want to get the fuck out of there. I work 11, or no, I work 8 to 4 on Sundays.
Oh, they'd probably send you home early so you don't go overtime, because that's just how they be.
Well, hopefully they just, well, it's Jenny and Nick, so hopefully they just don't know, and oh, I won't Nick's say anything. And then, when Nick's a bum at the same time, Nick has his moods. I always yell at Nick. Nick will come in and be like, he'll either
I feel bad speak. For Nick.
I feel bad for him too, but like he needs to understand that like you can either be a manager or be a friend or be both. Like he'll text me and like talk to me about all this stuff, like about his family and like personal stuff, like a normal conversation you have, and then a minute later be yelling at me for some shit. I'm like, yeah, you no, can't do that.
And I mean, I get it. Like, he is stressed. Like, he
has to be. He has to be.
I always like
the
giving him a
GM.
Ride home or some shit because, you know, I get it. I walk to work on some days. It's not fun. It's not.
That's why I don't feel like I'm being judged if I drive a fucking minivan.
No,
here. Like that's my grandmother's car because Chrissy's busy. Like I don't have a car. Yeah.
But I don't understand. Like, I mean, like shit. If you can get a good car, get a good car. But if
bro,
you
I want
a car,
white van. I want to have people think I'm sus.
Why?
I want to travel. I want to, like, go places. I want to be able to sleep in that bitch.
You should
bitch.
Get, like, one of those, like, little, like, RV type shit.
Nelson wants to get one of those, but I want a car I can drive to work, too.
I mean, shit, you wouldn't have to drive to work if you could just sleep there. You know? You just have to walk out the door, and you're at work.
Me and Chrissy were looking at houses in Ohio the other day.
Yeah?
Because you saw how we went up there. We went up there Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
and we were looking at houses, and, like, houses in Ohio are, like, $80,000 for like 3 bedrooms, 2 baths.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. No, but there's like dog shit nothing up there. Like right. There was just like where we were looking at, it was like right by Pennsylvania. And it was like the downtown of Fredonia, but every other store is closed down.
You know, I feel like Texas has really nice houses for cheap.
Texas?
Yeah.
I think Joe Rogan just moved to Texas, I think in Denver. And he's buying his friends houses.
Because I feel like, I really do think like, they have nice houses down there for like houses that you could get like okay you could get, like
I think
it's
just hot as
like,
shit.
You could get a house here for like $150,000, and it'd be like you know 3 bedroom,
mm-hmm.
2 bathroom, like basement.
But majority of the time, it's like a fixer upper type
right.
shit.
Right, and it's a good house. Like it's a livable, whatever. You bring $150,000 down to Texas, I feel like you can get a lot.
You buying a fucking ranch,
right? Exactly, like. I don't know, like, why stay in New York when you can literally, like, you can go
I don't
want
to live in New York anymore.
Like, make your bread in New York because why do fast food work? Why do we get paid as much as we do? I don't know.
That's the only reason why I'm staying here.
That's, where else literally, am I, where else am I going to make this much money? And then, like, for what? I'm $14.25 right now because maintenance.
Yeah.
And I have, it's pretty easy. I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Like, there is times where, like, there is a reason why we get paid $14.25.
I feel bad asking you to do shit at work. Like, if I'm working, I know I shouldn't, but it's, like, one of those things where, like, I feel like we shoot the shit so much that I'm like, hey, can you, like, bring up this? I kind of feel bad asking just because we joke around
really,
so much.
Yeah, no, but literally the only time, like, there's only been times where I say no, and it's, like, when corporate comes.
Yeah.
Because, like, literally Sam will be up our asses, and we're like, yo, relax. We're trying.
So, why do they have to, so the room checks, so the mandatory room checks is because you're like, people thought you were stealing shit?
No, well, we did steal shit.
Okay. 100%. So it was a lie and then you ended up doing it.
So they had cameras and we all got talked to by like Jamestown police.
Yeah.
And we got talked to by like
James. Is that why you stopped going?
No.
Okay.
This was my first semester there.
Okay.
And so like, we were already like in trouble like multiple times because we got caught smoking in the mm-hmm. rooms and like. We were doing dumb shit, being loud, like, you know
well,
what I'm saying?
It's JCC.
Right, it's JCC. Like, what the fuck are you going to do there? Yeah. There's honestly the dorms life there. Like, it's lit, but, like, at the same time, it's like, there's not much you can do.
It must get boring, yeah.
Right.
It's it gets boring here on campus. Like, right. When I went, so how many semesters did you go?
I went to Morrisville for a semester. Morrisville was lit.
Okay.
Morrisville, underrated.
Where's Morrisville?
Sure. Morrisville is about 45 minutes east of Syracuse. Literally like, it's this a town that consists of two gas stations, two pizza places, a bar, and a college.
So what did you go there for?
I went there for construction because I went to BOCES for construction. So I was like, all right, might as well like go.
My sister went to BOCES for cosmetology.
Dude.
And I think that's the most dumbest shit any girl in high school can fucking do. Because they sit in the office and they're like, oh my God, wait for the bus to bring me to BOCES for my second class that's 3 hours long. And then they come back and like just talk about it as if they're better than us.
I don't know. Like I went to BOCES, like, yeah, okay. Like,
my sister went to BOCES to do fucking like, hey, nothing.
If you go to BOCES to get your shit.
You have to pay for that shit.
Right. Well, really?
Yeah, for cosmetology. You have to pay for that shit.
I didn't pay for anything, I don't think. I paid for like the shit I was like the clothes I was supposed to get and the boots.
The thing about construction, when I was younger, I wanted to because, like, in my head, I'm like, a man should know how to, like, cut wood. A man should know how to, like, measure and, like, change outlets and all this stuff. And then I just ended up not giving a solidary fuck about it. And I'm like, I didn't, like, find interest in it.
Right.
Like, I like wood burning. You know, like, the little shit that you, like, cut. Like, I made, like, chessboards before. It's, like, a cool hobby.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like that hobby isn't, like, a career path. So I just didn't dive into it. And I still don't know what I want to do. Like, at all. Like, you know when, like, you move somewhere, you probably want to find a job in that area? I have no idea what to look for.
Yeah. Right now, McDonald's is just...
Like, chilling.
Yeah. Why go anywhere? I'm doing fine right now. Nothing's really... The only thing annoying is that everybody's gone right now.
I just don't want to get stuck.
Yes. You know what I mean?
Because, like, I don't want to be...
I feel like I've been stuck.
Already. I don't want to be Nicholas Buttman.
I don't feel like I'm going to be there that long.
What do you think you're going to do?
I think I'm just going to be there for a couple of years, see if I go up, move a lot more. Because if I can get, like, traveling, like, that'd be dope. Like, I can just go around, drive for, like, literally half of my shift is driving.
That's
and
easy.
And then I go and I actually do maintenance stuff. Like, I don't have to ever do food again. Like, I don't have to do any, like...
That you don't have to make any more sandwiches or deal with customers or...
Right.
You just have to fix shit. Fix microwaves, go, fix shit, fucking wiring, yeah.
Go fix shit, go to a different store, fix shit, come back to the store, and then I clock out.
The truck drivers that deliver, like, all the food
bread.
They make fucking bread. And they always are complaining every time to me. They're like, I had to go this fucking one route, and nothing was rotated. And then the Puerto Rican guy, forgot his name.
My homie? The one that has Diana's kid?
He's bringing me shit. Monday.
What is he bringing?
Boxes of, like, figurines and, like, Uncharted, like, figures and Lord of the Rings cups.
He fucks with us heavy. He really does.
Loves me. It's fantastic.
It's great. That's the one thing I really do miss about.
I help him with the Coke. I rotate everything in the freezer, and I shoot the shit with him the whole entire time he's there. And every time he leaves, he makes sure he says goodbye.
Yeah, every time.
Yeah, like, I offer him, like, a drink.
He calls me a Puerto Rican. Why? I don't know. But to him, it's, like, the funniest thing in the world.
He's moving to Puerto Rico.
Oh, is he really?
Yep. He said next year. He said he's most likely next year to, like, help with his mom and stuff. But he said he bought all the stuff for his son, and his son, like, doesn't appreciate it. And I was like, I play video games. I'm like, I didn't want to, like, finesse him, but I wanted to be like, if you have stuff that you don't want and you're moving and you're selling shit, donate to the good cause, because I'll fucking take care of whatever you don't fucking want.
Right.
So he said Monday, so the Thursday guy was on the phone with him, and he pretty much just gave me his phone, and I talked to him on the phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was super cool. I thought we were friends for a second. I'm like,
that's the one thing I do miss about doing a truck. Like, truck's annoying as hell, I'm not gonna lie. But the truck driver, like, I don't know why people hated him, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, people were complaining about him. I was like, I'd never
had that was problem. Matt.
Yeah,
Matt was complaining about him not putting away the pallets
right. I was like,
dude, you know just, why? Because Matt doesn't do pre-truck right.
I did.
He doesn't rotate shit. He doesn't do things right.
If I don't rotate something, I'll ask him. He'll be like, oh, you a bitch. And then start laughing and then do it.
Last time we were shooting this shit, some Asian guy came up with a bike. I'm like, what are you going to do? Steal that shit and spray paint it? And he was like, what are you going to do? Buy it and sell it for more? I'm like, yeah, most likely. And then we just both started laughing got back to work.
Nah, shout out to him because
he's mad chill.
That truck guy, I miss him. Like, I'm glad when I go to McDonald's and he's there. Like, the one time I was walking out, he honked the horn, scared the shit out of me.
Dude, no, every time he's reversing, he honks the horn too.
Yeah, and I'm he always tries to scare me. What are you doing? I really looked at him. I went up to the window, and it was when Sam was there, and I started yelling. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing? Come on, man. And Sam was looking at me like, what the hell? Like, and I was like, it's okay, I know him. Like,
yeah. Sam talked to some truck guy last Monday, some guy that, like, used to work here, and he was like, was that Justin? I haven't seen him forever. I hated that guy. And he just walked away. I'm like, oh, that's fucking horrible. Because, like, he thought they were, like, friends or some shit. But, like, deep down, like, I feel like deep down people really don't know how much another person doesn't like them.
Yeah.
And, like, it worries me because, like, I feel like I'm not, like, friends with everybody, but I'm, like, right. I'm nice to everybody. Everyone's right. nice to me. And I'm, like deep down, it's always, like, a constant fucking thought. I'm, like, fuck, does this person, like, actually hate me?
Or, like, to be honest, like...
Or, like, are they too nice to say something?
All right, this is going to sound terrible if anyone is listening from work. But to be honest, people who I don't talk to outside of work, and I just fuck with at work, like, I just fuck with you at work. Whatever, you're a work friend. Like, that, and that's not being a dick, but, like...
That's just life.
That's just it. Like, if I see you working, I'm like, all right, that's lit. But I'm not going to be like, yo, I'm going to hit him up. Be like, yo, what's good? Because, to be honest, I don't care. I'm good with the friends I have right now. I don't need anything else. Yeah. My circle's good.
Well, that's why I don't really hang out with people. Like,
what else do you need? If you're happy with what you have, what else do you need?
Yeah, like, if you're content, like, you don't need to, like, go out and, like, follow the crowd and be like, oh, I need to have this many people and I need to post on this and that. And, like, I was talking to Nelson about that. And, like, Nelson, I have nothing against Nelson Rosario. He's, like, one of my fucking closest friends.
Right.
I love him. I love how, like, his thought process on life and just, like, his energy and just, like, everything about him is positive. And he, like, goes out of his way for me, and I love that. But what I hate about him is that, like, he, like, buys certain outfits for parties. Or, like, he'll buy a $300 speaker and then keep the receipt to return it after. But he just wants people to see the speaker. It is smart, but I feel like, I'm wearing flowers on my socks. Right. I'm wearing flowers on my shoes.
Right.
And people think I'm a homo fucking sexual. Because
I thought it was dope, to be honest. I saw the roses. I was like, all right, word. But, like, I didn't see the socks, but I saw the roses.
People always, like, assume shit. And then, like, I feel like people like Nelson, like he has a fucking Impala, like a 2019 Impala. Yeah,
nice car.
And that shit's nice as fuck. And he was telling me, he's like, dude, you need a car. Just why don't you just buy a car and then pay it off? I'm like, well, because that's what you're supposed to do. And I was trying to fuck with him because this is how I view life is that, like, whatever you're supposed to do, I want to try not to do that. So, like, if you're supposed to, like, go in debt for college, I was just like, I never want to take out loans. Now I owe the college $2,300 because I didn't listen to myself, and for the next 4 months I owe them $600.
Right, I have to pay $200 today.
Yeah, like I screwed the pooch on that one, but he was like, dude, just buy a car and pay it off monthly. I'm like, you have to pay $280 plus insurance, plus your phone bill, plus this and plus that, plus you have to get food. And I'm like, if I can chill and find a good deal on something I like, it doesn't need to be a 2020 fucking car.
Right.
It can be like if it's a 1997 fucking Chevy van. And it runs good and low miles. I'll buy that shit.
Heat. It doesn't need AC. Just
yeah, like I'm not like a needy person.
But like, don't get me wrong, my parents' car doesn't have.
I feel like AC is very needed.
AC is needed, but at the same time, like
putting down the windows is a different experience.
Yeah,
like different vibe.
Yeah, I always have the windows down. I mean, yeah, I have the AC blasting, but the windows down is 100%.
Yeah,
especially yesterday. Yesterday was nice.
Yesterday was crazy nice. I wanted to go golfing this morning like a true white American, and fucking, it was 43.
Question, PGA on PS4, how is it?
I get high as fuck, and I play it every day.
Okay, because we stayed at my uncle's because we went to Syracuse.
He has the PGA Tour again?
He's big into golf. Like, he plays golf like every weekend.
Yeah.
And
he had like had the actual game.
And I literally played that till like 4 in the morning.
Did you play like the tour or like local matches?
I created a player.
Yeah. So, you know, like on like Madden or 2K, you have like the My Career, and then you have like online stuff. You can play online against other people. Like me and Matt Lessinger, we just played the other day.
I'm not trying to play online. Yeah, I need to learn.
Yeah. So, like, I just do like tournaments, like on like 2K, how you can do like the My Career shit. And I just like, you get high as shit and you just try to golf, and it's very relaxing, very chill. You can get impatient with it though, because it's golf. It's like it's a long game. But it's a fun game. It's definitely not as fun as like Madden or 2K. But if you're just like, if you're sitting back and you got music playing and you're like, you got a blunt.
NHL,
yes. Jerry Galoniak had that, and I played it at his house for a while. But
I'm telling you, NHL is an underrated game. Like,
did you see the Warzone update with the zombies and shit?
To be honest, I'm not into that type. I only play sports
shooters.
Games.
Yeah.
I played Fortnite for a year, and I never got any. But I was as good as I was the first day, and I was like, "Yo, this is bullshit. I'm not even." And I deleted the game. I downloaded it again just because, like, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, let's just see how it goes.
Yeah, that's how I am with a few games. I have 83 games. I counted them the other day.
I don't even know what I have.
But I have like four CDs, and everything else is digital.
I bought GTA, like, the premium edition, like, the for like $20 at Walmart, and I was
what, like, back in 2016?
No, I bought it like 2 weeks ago.
You see, they're coming out with a new one. They released like, I don't know when they released the logo art, like a tease.
Oh, okay. Well, GTA 5 is probably one of the best games ever made, I think.
I was a big Skyrim player. Skyrim, like the open world, like.
Can't say I've played that.
So what you do is that, like, you choose like a race, and it's like you can be like a fucking elf or fucking like a regular human, an elf, a wizard, like fucking cat, and then each person has their own, like, if you're a cat, like, you have like, you can sneak better, you can like steal shit out of people's pockets, you can rob people. So it's like you pretty much, imagine like this circle right here, right?
Right.
So like you're like this fucking big, and you can do whatever the fuck you want. And there's dragons, and there's like fucking humongous, like fucking what's that shit called? Giants and shit, and they can just like kill you in one hit, and you just have to try to survive. So it's like an open world, like you can just live another life.
Interesting.
And this shit, I think it takes like 100 and something hours to finish, like 180 hours just to finish the game. You got to sit down and really fucking play it.
I like the GTA type. Story mode, like that type of shit.
It's like quick, like one objective.
It's like one objective, but the missions are long. But the good thing about the missions, like, everybody's played the missions. It's 2020. Like, if you haven't played the story mode of GTA, I don't know what you've been doing.
I played that shit when it first came out, and then I uninstalled it because I couldn't update other games because I didn't have like a hard drive.
And you already went, like, I'm just doing it again because, to be honest, I'm gonna kill Trevor. Like, I don't like Trevor. I just don't find any use for him.
We're going to get into some deep conversations. We're talking about GTA.
Yeah. That's usually how it goes.
I don't know why we get into such deep conversations at work. I think it's like a vibe at work where it's
right. Like... I feel like those things just kind of happen.
Yeah, it's like when you're at work, you automatically have more energy for some reason.
There's always something, like, you see, like, there's shit that happens to people before work, during work, after work.
Yeah, like the ride to work, you have a thought.
You want to talk, you talk about it at work, like, you could just talk about random shit just to talk about it.
Yeah.
And then, who the fuck cares?
I'd rather talk to you about, like, a perspective on life at work than talk to fucking Jamari about his opinion on, like, the current football season at Dunkirk High School.
No, 100%, because, what is it, Dunkirk... soccer team, I think, has COVID.
Yeah, they all have COVID, yeah. And then Adam Sanchez, I heard his mother has COVID, and he was at fucking work. I'm like, and he was late because he had to take a test for it. And I'm like, dude, if you get tested positive, he's like, yeah, if I get tested positive, everyone here probably has it. I'm like, you don't fucking care?
Yeah, no, that's kind of fucked.
I came in today to get Chrissy,
and he flicked me off. Because I already had it.
Yeah.
I had it, so I got like a 3-month, I think, window or some shit where I can only carry it and I'm not going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Which, COVID was shit.
I
didn't like it. It wasn't fun.
But
the COVID pay, I loved.
My theory is that I think, I want to say that I hope I had it. Like, I hope that I had it. It was just, like, asymptomatic.
You know, if you had it, you know you had it. Like,
you just feel like shit.
I remember the day
people have different, like, everyone deals with it differently.
What is it? I remember the day I woke up. I had my friends come over. It was like 6:30 when we started smoking. It was 6:30
in the morning.
And yeah, and they also had COVID.
Oh yeah.
So like it was just like whatever. Well, they got tested and they didn't have COVID, which was weird. So like they hung out with me and they smoked a blunt with me and like they were in the same room with me. And they didn't test positive for COVID. And they waited a week to get tested, and they didn't test positive.
You have any like theories on COVID? Like it's in the air. You think that's
I think
fake or some shit?
I see. It's just weird because like.
You think it's just like a really strong flu?
It's a very strong flu. That's what it is. But it's weird because like when you wake up, it's different every day. Like the one day I woke up and I couldn't sit in one position for more than 5 minutes because my body would just get sore for no reason whatsoever. It would just be sore. And then like the day I woke up and I couldn't taste, that shit was crazy.
Nelson got it too. Up in Brockport, his roommates and everyone had it.
Literally, when I couldn't taste like my blue Gatorade, I was like, wait, I can't wait. I didn't like that, and then I went and I tried to eat a saltine cracker, and the only thing I could taste was the salt, like this tiniest bit of salt, and I go, oh my god.
Chrissy thinks she has fucking like throat cancer or like nose cancer. Like she gets one little tiny pain and she Googles it and she's like, oh, I have cancer.
What the?
Yeah, every single time she's like super fucking nervous that she's gonna die of cancer.
I mean, that's not a good thing to be nervous.
I told her she Googles every symptom she has. Really? She's one of those people. You ever have like an itch? You're like, damn, why is my hand itch? I'm like, damn, I have skin cancer. That's literally who she is.
When I get something like that, I don't even give a fuck, to be honest. It's just like whatever.
Yeah.
I wake up like stuffy nose every day. Like
it just happens. Every day. when I was in Colorado for that week, I had a headache the whole time.
Really?
Because the elevation was different.
Yeah.
So, like, when we went to Ohio, the elevation was different by, like, 1,300 feet. So, like, we, like, Chrissy literally had, like, her nose was, like, plugged the whole time. Like, you know when you have pressure on the top of your nose? It was, she was just in pain the whole time she was there. Yeah.
That's weird.
Like, the lady that rented us her Airbnb was telling us that, like, we feel sick. Just go sit down in the bathroom. You might throw up. You might be dizzy. She was like, well, we get a lot of New Yorkers, but they always seem to get sick. It takes a long time to get used to it. Some, like, Asian lady. Super nice.
Now, okay, now that you say that, that's weird. All right, so every time we our hockey team, we would go to Cleveland for, like, the end of the year, like, the tournament, like, whatever. And for hockey.
Cleveland's beautiful, by the way. When we drove through it, we took photos and shit.
Absolutely. It's a I liked going to Cleveland. Like, it was always nice. Like, we went to, like, an aquarium. We'd go do some shit. I think I didn't go. I was pissed I didn't go. But a lot of people went to the Cavs game.
Ah, damn.
And it was, like, $16 a ticket. I was like, Dad, just let me get $16.
You're going to get $16?
My dad wouldn't let me do it. And I was like, damn.
I was hanging out with that Kevin guy earlier, and my actual father was in town. And we went to Walmart, and I ran into my dad while hanging out with someone that married his ex-wife. And it was, like, the most awkward shit. My sister was just, like, talking shit and laughing. And I'm like, all right, that's why you have a kid.
I would just be like, hey, what's up? How you doing?
Yeah. So, wait, when you went to Cleveland, like, you felt, like, different? Or?
Oh, right. That's what we were talking about. I low-key forgot.
You seem quite high.
Yeah, a little bit. but my sister, every time we'd go, she would get sick. Every time.
Really?
Every year.
Brooke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every year.
Is she ever coming back to McDonald's?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's just chilling in Cortland right now.
Fuck, I forgot she went to college.
Yeah. So did I sometimes, not gonna lie. Because, like, there'll be sometimes I'll be like, Brookie, give me a ride. And I'll be like, wait. Can't be doing that. She's not here.
Mm-hmm.
But, what was I saying again?
She gets sick in Cleveland.
Oh, she gets sick in Cleveland. And it literally happened, like, every year we went, she'd get sick. And we'd always think it's the food, but maybe it was the elevation.
Maybe.
Because that's weird. I never got sick. I always was just chilling.
Well, I think she was telling me that it affects everyone differently. Like, we hiked a mountain, and the mountain was, like, about 18,000 feet up. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, you pretty much, like, if you... People were up there with, like the mask on their face with, like, O2. Like, there was, like medics there ready for people to pass out, just in case. It was that high up. Really? Like, the air was that thin.
Wow.
Like, it said, like, you had to, like, read a paper and be, like, if you had any medical conditions or, like, had any heart issues or breathing problems or, like, has fucking, what's that, would you have an inhaler?
Asthma.
They were, like, be careful, do this, do that. Like,
fuck.
If you feel any certain way and you're by the edge, back up. And it was, like, a lot of warnings, for sure. It was weird going up there with COVID because everyone was wearing a mask, so it was harder to fucking breathe.
Right, because, yeah.
Yeah, but people are like, oh, it's not hard to breathe in a mask. You just, alright, it's a little bit hard. It's a little fucking hard.
It's a little annoying. I should wear my mask more at work, but like...
Oh, yeah, you were in Grill the other day. Your mask was down, and like customers were looking back there, and I'm just like, ah, fuck it.
I didn't care. Yeah. That was the day that Liz pissed me off.
Liz is... When Chrissy actually left, she told me that everyone was talking shit in the back about her, and I was so happy. I'm like, yes. Finally, people are finally recognizing that me ranting every time I work with her.
No, it just pissed me off because, like...
Because you see how angry I get with her.
She, what is it? She didn't want to work on Friday. She didn't want to work on Friday. She yelled at me for eating breakfast and not ringing it in. She was like, yeah, I wouldn't be down hash brown if...
If you rang it in.
If, you know, I wouldn't be down hash brown if you wouldn't have taken that one.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what do you mean? She was like, you didn't even ring it in. And I was like, if I would have rang it in, it still would have been gone.
Yeah. Like, either way, it's going to be gone.
And, you know, Troy Hobbs, he in the back, he makes his nice one-liner. He goes,
yeah.
He also ate it 12 minutes ago, which was true. Like, you're coming at me for...
I heard she was going to write you up.
Yeah. Well, no, she was going to write me up because I went to the bathroom before I went on break, which I guess is
a fucking crime. I always use the bathroom before I go on break.
Yeah, which I guess is a crime. I didn't know. And I'm probably going to do it again when she works on Monday.
Because she's a very lazy person. Yeah. I must say. I think it's just, like, a spoiled mindset.
Like, listen, Liz, I like Liz. Like, she is, like, chill. Like, whatever, but, like...
I think she's spoiled.
She's just pissing me off lately, and it's, like, why?
Me and Chrissy were actually talking about her in the car, and then her and that one dude's sister, the guy that
Morgan.
No.
Mike Dispense.
Mike Dispense's sister, Morgan. Yeah. they were hanging out and they drove by and beeped the horn and Chrissy was like, what the fuck? Don't fucking honk at me. And yeah. like, was Chrissy doesn't like her anymore, but yeah. she doesn't want to be mean to her.
I can't believe she, I can't believe, like, I was like, bro, what could Liz say? And I was like trying to get
Liz went into detail about and, sex. Like what? Why? That's gross.
Because that's Liz. She tells me some shit I do not want to hear.
What do you think goes through her head?
I don't
when
wanna,
she's telling a story.
I, to be honest, I just listen to it, and sometimes I'll tune it out when I know it's about to get bad.
Like, I don't even, tell a story unless I know, like, it's interesting.
Right. I just, and some of them, like, I'm not gonna lie, some of the stuff she says, I'm like, wow, like, okay. Like, that's crazy. But then there's, I'm like, why are you telling me this? Why are you showing me this? You
know? I get Josh proceeded to tell Matt Lessinger. So anytime Matt tells a story, Josh is like, really? That mm-hmm. really happened? Okay. Like, he's lying or some shit? Because Matt likes to lie. Right. So, like, every time Matt, I caught Matt in a lie, I'd tell Josh, and then Josh would just fuck with him. And then Matt's like, Matt doesn't want to tell stories anymore because we're all assuming that he's not telling the truth. like the golf game, right? He told me he shot 18 under. Which is like you shoot better on every single hole in the game. So you are perfect on every single hole. And he told me he was on a hard difficulty. No. And he just got the game. Like, he's not even level 20. I'm like, okay, Matt. And he's like, dude, I saved it. And then I'm like, all right, send it to me later. Never sent it to me.
Yeah. I would have showed you right there.
I think it's just a weird vibe with Matt. Like, I like Matt as a, like, he's still my friend, but, like, it got to the point where, like, I reached out so much to try to hang out with him the way I would, like, with Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would just, like, cancel on me, not schedule his day good enough, cancel workouts. And then he'll cancel, like, 6 times. I cancel once, and he tries to hold it against me.
Yeah.
And it's, like, yeah, I think it's just two different lifestyles, and I think it's just not going to work out.
Yeah. I mean, I do get that. I mean, I hate when people do that, you know. If you don't want to hang out, man, like,
yeah, just tell me. Like, don't be nice.
I'm not going to be pissed off. I mean, you might be pissed off if I say no, but to be honest, I could care less. I'll just do something else.
Like,
I'll play Madden. I can play Madden for an extra 2 hours instead of go, like, okay, word.
I think
that's fine.
I think I care too much about people canceling on me, but then, mm-hmm. like Matt, for instance. So, like, he'll nag about not hanging out,
uh-huh.
and then I'll go out of my way. Like, you see me, like, I'm up at 7 a.m. Like, I do
every
my
day.
Like, I don't work, I don't have a reason to work out anymore,
right.
besides just being fit. I enjoy working out. I enjoy eating healthy. I enjoy not smoking nicotine. I enjoy working out. I want to take care of my body because, like you only have one body.
Right.
Like
that's
you
it.
Like, how old do you think you're gonna live till? Like 60, 70, 80? Like if you do everything perfect.
To be honest, if I quit this, I will live a lot longer, even if I still smoke pot, because pot really isn't like that bad. Like, my lungs aren't that bad from smoking pot. But
like, let's say, like, the average lifespan is like 65 to 70 years, and you wake up every day and like let's say you wake up and, like, you hit a dab, you eat donuts, you feel like shit at noon, you're tired by 4, you eat a shit dinner, you don't drink any water, and then you feel like shit all day. Like, if you just schedule your day, drink water, and do a little workout.
Right.
Your whole, like, people set themselves up for a bad day all the time. I'm like, dude,
I'm
just
not gonna lie,
schedule
I
your day better.
Do that. I just kind of do it, like, bye, go to work.
Yeah.
Come back, smoke, chill.
Well, I don't see a problem with, like, smoking. I feel like if you're like, are you happy?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Of course.
That's all that matters. Like,
that's
do
really
you if you
matters.
Feel good throughout the day? That's all that matters. But people who complain, like, oh, my stomach hurts.
People
like,
are
what did you
sick
eat today?
At work.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm dizzy. I'm like, did you drink water today? No. Like, that's why you're dehydrated.
I have a headache. Drink water. I literally tell people, drink water.
Yeah, drink water. But it's like
I already drink more.
Like, people like Matthew. I know a lot of people like Matt where, like, they don't schedule at all, and mm-hmm. then they complain. And I hate people that complain. Like, the one thing I hate most besides Jewish people and fat people is that when people complain about something that they can fix themselves. So, like, let's say you want to work out more. Okay.
Right.
Like, you're up early for work. So, mm-hmm. like, you could work out before work or after work or there's some time in your day. But, like, when someone's like, oh, I don't have enough time to work out. I'm like, well, if I work 11 to 7, I'm waking up at 7 and I'm working out before 11 to 7. And then when I get out of work, 7 to, like, 10, 7 to 11, that's 4
mm-hmm.
hours. You have free time in your day. Just because you work 8 hours a day doesn't mean you have free time. It's
I feel like once
your choices you make on your free time.
Yeah, I feel like once you get home, though, I feel like it's hard to leave home. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's very difficult
to
do. You need a very strong mindset to be able to,
like,
keep
once,
doing shit.
Like, it's like, I leave at 7, or mm-hmm. I leave at, like, 6:45 when I have the car. I leave at 6:15 when I have no car.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll do that.
Oh, I loved giving you rides, by the way. When I saw you like walking down the street, mm-hmm. I'm like, Carter. I felt like good. I felt like a good deed was done. Yeah.
That was before Tuscany had to be digged and cut off that.
Fuck Tuscany.
I was pissed on that.
I've only been in there once.
It's not a bad place. It's just
very white.
It's a very old people place. My parents go there, so like yeah. It's a very.
Is it like expensive, like for the meat and shit?
The meat's worth the price, though. It is very good. Like it's just like a small community.
I keep thinking about the steak I'm eating tonight.
The steak, they have really good steaks there. Tuscany's valid.
I like steak.
I also like Aldi's. Aldi's chicken is low key smack.
Well,
their meat isn't good.
Me and Chrissy
their beef isn't good, but their chicken.
Me and Chrissy get grilled chicken from Tops, and then she'll make mm-hmm. the pasta, and I'll grill the chicken on the grill. I'm telling you right now, I make really good grilled chicken. Like she'll season it.
I feel like growing up, every like boy learns how to use the grill. Like yeah. I know how to use a grill. Like I've known how to make.
Like food. I know how to cook good burgers. Or,
right.
Well, probably not good burgers. I can't cook burgers like my father can.
No, absolutely.
But it takes time.
That's just a dad thing.
Yeah, it takes time to like practice, and over the years you do more and more. I can
make Chavetta's chicken. That's
not. Chavetta's chicken. I had Chavetta's chicken and macaroni salad every single birthday. Every birthday.
That's so good. It's so good.
My mother used to always make that shit, and she used to always make cake, homemade cake, and then my friends would come over just for the cake and flirt with my sister.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course. I can't relate to that.
I hate it. I absolutely hated it, because I knew I could mention that, because people used to, I had two sisters, and you have a sister, like Brooke is Brooke. Brooke is like, she's strong, she's independent, she's not an ugly person, per se, exactly. So it's like, when you're her brother, it's like, you have to like, defend her, be there for her,
I feel like in high school, helping hand. When you're younger, I feel like it affects you more, like you take it more personally.
I didn't want my friends to come over,
like I was because just, like, of my sister. Like in high school, I was like, yo, like relax, like stop, and I'd actually get mad, but now people were like saying, I'd be like, you can ask her.
No, I'd get very frustrated because like people would come over and not even hang out with me. They would be like, yeah. "What's your sister doing?" I'm like, "She's in a room."
I mean, they wouldn't do that, but like
no, my friends would do that shit.
When my sister would be in the room, like some of my friends, they'd be just talking to her, and you know, I'd be like, "All right, word, I get it."
But whenever my sister had friends over, my shirt was off. I was in my room, so mm-hmm. like, "Hey, can I?" They would come in my room like, hey, do you have a Rubik's Cube? I'm like, yeah, I'll show you how to use it. I'm like, sit next to them shirtless. I'm like, yeah, you want to play a game?
You want to play a game
real quick? He's always like fucking around like that. But, dude, I'm really happy I found Chrissy, though. Like, really happy I found her. And I'm happy you found Courtney.
Yeah.
Like, it's very chill. Like, I see you guys at work. Like, the other day when we worked together in Grill, I saw you look at her and smile. And I remember when I would look at Christy and smile, like, when I first started dating her, and it feels so good, like, a deep, warm...
No, yeah, for sure.
Wait till that goes away, you're gonna kill yourself. I look at Christy at work, and I want to backhand her. I just want to, like, pimp slap her. I don't know, she gives me, like, this mean fucking look, as if I, like, killed her cat or some shit. Like, I didn't do anything to you, and she's just fucking...
Christy is a scary person sometimes, I'm not gonna lie.
She's a very scary person.
100%.
But that's why I love her so much, because it's, like, she's not anyone, like, you date a cheerleader... She's popular. She has a lot of friends. She's a lot of drama. A lot of guys talk to her. Oh, I have a lot of guy friends. Chrissy has no friends. Nobody. And that's not like a bad thing.
No.
But like she told me she wants to go to a Halloween party and drink. I'm like, do you know anybody? She was like, no. I'm like, so we're going to drink alone? She was like, yeah. I'm like, all right, that's fine with me. Like, we'll put on a movie. We'll have our own fun. Like,
it's going to be a party, like, whatever.
Yeah, like I enjoy spending time with her. But the fact that she's not as social as people I've been with mm-hmm. makes my life so less, like, I stress a lot. Like,
absolutely.
I schedule my days. I overthink a lot of things. Like even coming here, pulling in your driveway, I'm like, damn, did I pull in right? Like, should I park over here or over here?
No, yeah, my driveway, I hate it. Even, I order food, DoorDash, they'll be like,
fuck DoorDash. DoorDash, dude.
The first time I ordered DoorDash, the man stole my cookie, man. I was tight.
Cookie?
Yeah, he stole my cookie
from 47 minutes from mozzarella sticks the other day.
Really?
Yeah, some Mexican dude.
Arctic Bites low-key is fast. Not gonna lie. Arctic Bites is...
Fuck. I gotta use your restroom. Do you have any good story you want to tell them while I'm not here? Because I'm not gonna... I gotta take a piss. Do you think people are going to listen to this? Because you're on here. I've heard a few people are going to want to listen to it, but...
Valid. I mean, yeah. I haven't thought of any story. I don't know.
I feel like we didn't really get
there's a couple stories deep. In high school.
Like what?
When I stuck scissors in an outlet.
Yeah, tell that story. Where's your bathroom?
You walk out the door, and then you're going to take... It's like right next to the front door. I love the phone case. But, so basically, I was... we were playing a game, and it's called Odds Are. You know, you bet a number between 1 and 10. And if you guess the same number, you got to do it. And me and my friend Jason, we played Odds Are. You know, I stick scissors in an outlet. And I was like, okay, Odds Are 1 out of 10. Me and him, we both got 7. So I'm like, shit, you know, I gotta do this. So I grabbed scissors, and it had rubber on the end. And so basically, I started scissors in an outlet, and the outlet exploded. Smoke went up. I got shot. It hurt like a motherfucker. And the teacher like yelled my name, and I was just like, hey. And so I walk up to her, and she's just like, do you need to go to the nurse? Like, blah, blah, blah. I sit down, and the nurse like brought like a wheelchair. Like, they were all like ready like for me to be like dead or some shit. And like my hands were shaking because like I just got electrocuted. Like, it did hurt. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, yeah. But so then I had to, the rest of the day in ISS, and I had to do a presentation on electrical safety. And if I didn't do that, I would have had 3 days of OSS.
You know, Nelson Rosario threw scissors at a girl once and hit her in the eye, like right above the eye.
Wow.
Yeah. He used to have anger issues.
Fuck.
Yeah, he's quiet now, but he used to be a bad kid.
He was quiet. I liked when he went to parties because I got to see Nelson.
Like Nelson.
Yeah. Like, it's not work. Like, work's work. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mind work because I'm just going to be myself wherever I am. I don't really care.
I used to not talk. Fun fact about me. I will talk about literally anything now. Like, yep, any subject. Like, you pick a subject, I will tell a fucking story, my opinion. Like, I feel like I opened up a lot. But, like, mm-hmm. in middle school, I didn't talk to nobody. I had no friends. Like, my head was down. I had a hoodie up. I was self-conscious. I didn't want to speak. And then high school came, and I'm like, well, I could fuck this senior, and I'm a freshman. Maybe I am kind of cool. Maybe I should just be myself more. And then people kept calling me a dick. Like, people always thought I was rude because I'm honest.
I don't know. High school, I feel like everybody in high school, they just kind of, like, they have to have, like, a...
Dunkirk is, like...
Dunkirk's
ghetto as fuck.
Fredonia is just, like...
I looked at a kid once, and he chased me down the halls. Like, he wanted to fight me because I gave him a look.
I mean, Fredonia is just... It's just a lot of wannabes, I feel like. I mean, don't get me wrong, I was part of it. Like, I wanted to...
Fit in and do
everything. Like, well, I was. But, like...
That's why people hated me in Dunkirk.
Like, I don't know. Like, and there was just a lot of cliques, too. Like, you know, like, you weren't... Like, I was never, like... I feel like I was never in a clique. I was in... I just floated around. Like,
I finessed the fuck out of the clique. The clique scenario, I finessed it.
Real quick, can I have a sip of that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, your throat dry?
Yeah.
So I finessed the fuck out of cliques in high school. So I was smart as shit. So I played football, right? So I don't know if you knew that, but I did play football. I played football for 7 years.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
I did not expect that.
I was the JV quarterback and running back.
Okay.
Freshman year, sophomore year. Junior year, I played for varsity, but they didn't let me play. Because like they had too many seniors, and you had to let the seniors play their game. So I had no playing time. And then my senior year, Coach Territory, bald-headed fuck, was like, you're going to be a starting cornerback. You're going to be a running back. You're going to be a tight end. You're going to be a wide receiver. You're going to be corner, safety, like left side linebacker. You're going to start here and there. And then I'm like, I'm running cross country. Mm-hmm. And he was like, why are you running cross country? And I'm like, because I don't like you.
Yeah, no.
Like, I had a lot of potential what playing football.
I had fun story.
12 picks. Sorry, 12 picks my freshman year. 4 of them were pick sixes.
Wow.
Yep, I was a corner. Valid. I was a pretty good cornerback.
Valid.
Carry but on.
Fun story, my junior year, my coach was soccer, did not like me. And
for soccer?
Yeah, for Verona varsity. And there were 4 goalies trying out. It was me, Marcus, Andrew Connie, and
Tyler. Why does that sound so familiar?
Andrew Connie used to work at McDonald's.
He looked kind of retarded, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I never was friends with him, but I remember him always doing dumb shit.
He's the guy, though. That's my man.
Okay.
Hey, shout out to him in Florida, man.
He's in Florida?
Yeah, he moved to Florida.
For what?
Why live here? He's living in nice warm weather. I think he's working at Chipotle now.
Chipotle. That's what I'm worried about, fucking getting a job that I'm not happy with. But I really rant at work so much about people being themselves and being happy.
Right.
But it's like I'm also working at McDonald's.
Right.
I want to do stand-up, bro. I want to go to like improv classes. I feel like I'm a good actor. Like, yeah. I feel like when someone's talking to me, I'm like,
yeah.
And then, like I can, like, cut it off.
Like, I don't know. Like, stand-up's, like, cool because, like, I know it's weird because, like, I know I can make people laugh. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I used to be big into stand-up. Like, I used to be, like, watching, like, all the Netflix specials, like Dave Chappelle, Kevin Hart.
Oh, yeah, I love like, Dave Chappelle. Is very funny. You see his recent thing on Netflix?
I have
He's, like, talking about, like, lesbians and, like, I just, like gay
like,
people.
I like Kevin Hart's old stuff. I like, there's a Eddie Murphy one on there. Which was very funny.
I'm a huge, you know, I'm a huge Joe Rogan fan, Duncan Trussell fan, just because like they also take like shrooms and like acid and they trip and they have these deep thoughts. And
I just like the way like they express themselves. Like I know I make people laugh at work all the time. Like I know like I have good stories. Like I know I have like interesting stories. Like, but it's just the fact that you go up there and you tell it to people. Like all eyes are on you.
Yeah, the worst
like,
part is telling it to strangers.
Right.
Because they
and,
don't
like,
know
all eyes you. Are doing at work, and that's at work. Like, whatever. Like, what the, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, okay. Like, yeah, listen up. Like,
my favorite thing is making a new kid laugh. If I make a kid that doesn't know me laugh, I'm like, all right, my jokes are actually funny. Because, like, you can tell me a joke, and if, like, maybe, like, I think it's kind of funny, I'm still going to laugh with you.
Right.
But, like, it's hard telling jokes to people who don't know you because, like, they don't know who you are as a person. Like, you need to lay out who you are.
Like, everyone, when there's new people there, I don't give a fuck. I'm literally just going to act like I know who's there. Yeah. They know how I'm going to act. They're going to get the message.
There's a new kid, and he brings in, like a something, like, Jew organization. Like, he's, like, Jewish. Like, he's, like, really Jewish. So when Matt was training him in grill, I'm like, I love Jewish people. And he, like, looked at me, like, weird. And I'm just like, don't worry. I'm Polish. I can say it. And he looked, he was, like, confused and shit, and I'm, like, thinking of trying to make a joke, and Matt's just, like, looking at me. I'm, like, Jewish people aren't that bad. I'm, like, you know, besides the whole money thing.
Right.
Jewish people aren't that bad. And he's, like, what's wrong with Jewish people? He's, like, nothing. That's what I'm saying. Nothing. They're great people, besides the smell. And then I walk away, and he's, like, what the fuck? And Matt's, like, just ignore him. Don't listen to anything he's saying.
He's just being, Devin's just being Devin.
That's yeah, like, I'm just trying to make you uncomfortable because it makes me happy.
It's funny.
I love uncomfortable situations.
I always, like, yawn at people just get them and be like, hey, or being serious and be like, you a bitch. That's it.
Yeah, if someone's like, oh, don't mention that thing to that person.
I always, like...
I will fucking bring it up.
I always like people yawn at me at work, too, because then we can go... I liked when we were both pistolers and we just were slowly going, making food.
Whipping it down the fucking thing.
And then wrapping it really nicely and then sliding the shit as fast as you can.
Having it explode.
Picking out the nuggets one by one.
That's the cinnamon roll. The thing about McDonald's. And, like, hating managers and shit, is that, like, literally, like, if you think about it, if McDonald's just wasn't here anymore, the world's still gonna turn.
Right.
Like, we have a useless job right now. Like, nothing's stopping people from making their own food. We're literally just giving them an easier way to eat food. So, like, let's say, like if you, like, let's say you get fucking fired, does not affect the world. I get fired, does not affect anything or anybody. The only thing that affects people is, like, contact, human contact. Like, if I tell you a story and you smile and you're happy, and later in the day something bad happens and you just remember that memory of when you were happy, it changes your whole day. And people, I feel like people like Liz or like other people, like negative people.
Like, I like going to work knowing like people are gonna be like, all right, work, cars
like,
at work.
Yeah, like happy. Like if I see you're working, I get happy. Like you gave me a fucking hug the other day, Carter. No one gives me a hug. People like dab me up, shake my hand, you gave me a fucking hug and I accepted it and I hugged you back and I was like, this is fucking awesome. I don't know why I like it, but I like it.
Yeah, it's
and
dope.
It was just like it was funny,
like,
yeah.
But no, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just like when people come to McDonald's, like, I see you on the schedule, I'll see, like, you know.
It's an energy
I'll see
thing.
Will Marie on the schedule, I'll be like,
oh, I love fucking working with Will Marie.
It's great. It's fantastic.
I want to drink with her. She's...
I told her I drank last night, and I told her I drank the wine, and I mixed it with the Pink Whitney, because
honest... Did she work today?
Yeah. To be honest, wine's not good.
Wine?
I don't like
Chrissy
it.
Doesn't like wine either.
It has this weird aftertaste. It has this... But when you mix it with
Chrissy
Pink Whitney...
Chrissy likes slushies.
Slushies, I haven't tried, but
she puts vodka
honest,
with like strawberries.
Mike Rodriguez owes me a. He used to work the one. Manager used to work at McDonald's. He owes me a wine slushie. He said next year that was like 2 years ago. He was like, "Yo, we gotta go to the fair, and I'll get you a wine slushie." So if he listens to this,
Chrissy's not really into wine, but she'll do like the vodka, buy some strawberries, buy some juice, put it in the blender. She pretty much made me buy her a blender. She was like, I want to make smoothies. I didn't know they're for fucking alcohol. I would have never bought her a fucking thing.
No,
she didn't do it for drinking.
To make alcoholic smoothies, I like that.
I think for Halloween, she's going to get really drunk, and I'm going to smoke like an eighth.
Do it.
Like, I want to get really high, she's going to get really drunk, and we're just going to, like, just fuck around.
Halloween, I think I'm going to a party, and probably just going to smoke a lot of weed, do the usual, just at a different place.
Just chill.
Yeah.
I keep looking, like, because I want to live with Christina sooner or later, and I don't want to, you know, when someone's like, oh, you should like have an apartment before you have a house, so you know, mm-hmm. when it's like living on your own, I don't want to do that. I just want to jump right into it. So people are like, oh, like rent a car. I'm like, no, I want to pay off a house. I want to have a mortgage. Like, I want to just jump into it. Like,
right.
if someone's like, if you told me like, oh, you should get an apartment because it's what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck said that you're supposed to do that shit?
Right.
Like, who came up with like, oh, you got to do this before you do this because it's just what people do. No, in quotes.
I just got the apartment because I want to be by myself. I want to. Yeah. I want to wake up. I want to smoke a blunt when I wake up.
Yes.
In my own bed. Like.
Well, to me, that's, yeah. Like, I want to be able to do that shit too. Like, the only reason we're not at my place right now is because my grandparents are there. Like, they're right. cooking dinner. It's like a weird situation.
Like here, I like it because like you can literally do whatever. Like, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
Like, if I want to make food, it's over there.
Like, well, I really want a house. Like, a house, I want, like, yeah. a three-bedroom,
like, this feels like a college-type setup. I don't know yeah. about you, but, like...
Well,
this,
like, with, like, early 20s.
Yeah. This is, like...
Yeah. This is what it's supposed to be like.
Yeah. And I don't mind it at all. Like, I have yeah. the setup. Like, I like it. It's a nice
Well,
setup.
I don't mind living at my grandparents'. Like, I'm 20 years old. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm 20 years into my life. Right. Where I am right now is, like, at my grandparents'. And I'm A-okay with them doing my fucking laundry and making me dinner. Because mm-hmm. 7 days... Like, not 7 days. Was it like, if, so I spend the night at Chrissy's every single night, unless her father's home. Her father's home 3 days out of the week. There were 3 days out of like 2 weeks. Uh-huh. So it's 3 days I'm at my grandparents. And they like make steak and mashed potatoes. They have dinner. We shoot the shit. We talk. And then I leave. And it's just normal. It's just like, it's like having a fucking apartment you don't live at. And you don't pay rent. And you don't do shit. So it's just like, I'm kind of cruising. Like, I don't right.
want to... Like, if you don't have yeah. to pay for it, why would you want to? Yeah. Like, the only reason I did is just because, like, I just wasn't trying to live at home no more.
Yeah.
And to be honest, well, I like
for me, there is there's no home.
Right.
Because, like, my... I joke about it a lot, but when my mother relapsed, I moved in with my father, and then my father moved to Faulkner. So mm-hmm. I had either get an apartment, live on campus, or live with my grandparents, and I chose the cheapest fucking thing. And right. I love my grandparents. They're amazing people.
Right.
And it's just, I feel comfortable. Like, I'm right. there.
As long as, like,
I'm at Chrissy's.
If you're comfortable where you live, that's all that matters. Like, I'm very comfortable yeah. with where I live. I don't have to go anywhere. Like, when I go home, like, yeah, I'll, like, go, you know, do my thing.
Yeah.
And then I'll come home. But once I'm home, I really don't want to leave. Like, this is where I want to be.
Well, I want to get a house so I can, like, have that home feeling again. Like, uh-huh. you know when you, like, when you come home after school, it's, like, your body, like, you're just relaxed.
Yeah, no, that's how and it is. Like, right I don't when feel I sit like down that. Right here on my bed.
Yeah. I don't feel like that at my grandparents. And I don't feel like that at Chrissy's. Because uh-huh. it's, like, I don't live there. I feel like I'm just renting out the place.
Right.
But if I get a house, like... Like, in my head, if I get a house, I'm like, I'm going to have, like, a special table. Like, you're going to have a chair, I'm going to have a chair, podcast, and a corner. Like, it's going to be right. decorated, there's going to be signs, there's going to be posters, I'm going to cut my own grass, I'm going to fucking paint my porch, I'm going to have, like, my own banister. Like, I want to do yeah. everything that I want to do for my own house, because I want to make it my own home. And in my head, like, I'm like, fuck an apartment. If I can just coast with my grandparents and buy a house whenever, I'm going to do that. Uh-huh. And everyone's like, oh, that's fucking stupid, you shouldn't do that. Nah, I don't care.
Yeah, no. Doesn't really matter.
Doesn't really matter.
Because wherever you live, like, it's as long as you're living there, like, that's really it. As long as you have a place, that's all that matters.
I want to open up my own fucking stand-up place, like an open mic spot.
Uh-huh.
I want to do it in, like, downtown Fredonia just because it's, like, the college is right there. Bars. But I also don't want to live in
Make
Fredonia.
Like a stand-up bar. That'd be dope.
Well, when I went to Ohio, here. I realized that, like, any place is kind of like home. Like, no matter where you go, something's always going to remind you of where you're from. So, like, my aunt that used to live here moved to Virginia, and she, like, lives in a cul-de-sac, and, like, nothing's like how she was raised at all. And I don't want that. Like, I don't want to, like, live in a cul-de-sac where right. I need to, like, have a car to go somewhere. But I also don't want to live, like, in Dunkirk next to Busy Bee Laundromat, or live in downtown Fredonia where
there's
people...
Live where I live, where I saw you.
Yeah, like I don't want to be in that area just because, like, I don't see myself improving there. Like...
Understandable.
I feel like a lot of people... In this area, like Dunkirk, like, you don't see anyone in Dunkirk trying to improve themselves at all. You just see them waking up, go to work, go home, sleep. And it's just that. Like, I wake up and, like, I listen to 42 Laws of Power. I'm almost done with the book. Like, the book goes through, like, telling stories of, like Napoleon and all these leaders and how they use, like mind control and, like, uh-huh. manipulation and all this shit. And it's, like, it's not like I'm, like, not learning anything. Like, I'm not in college right now. Like, right. I withdrew. I dropped out. I didn't like what I was doing. I yep. hated it. I was bored. Online, it's shit. And then everyone's like, oh, you're just going to stay in. You're going to stay home all day. You're not going to do anything. Like, no, I'm up at 7. I work 8-hour shifts. I work out. I listen to my books. I try to improve. And I feel like as soon as you stop trying to improve on yourself, it's like when you're just going to be stuck.
Exactly.
And like, I feel like everyone just gets comfortable. I don't want to get comfortable. Like, I want to go do
right
stuff.
Right now, to be honest, I'm very comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm okay with where I'm at right now.
Yeah,
now,
that's good.
Right now.
If you're content, you're content. If you're happy.
Right now, I'm good.
You just have to be happy. Because right I know I'm there's good, a lot of people
I don't want this
that aren't happy.
My life, you know? Like, I want to be like, by like 23-ish.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. I want to be looking for something else, like doing something else.
Chrissy has one more semester and we're out of here. I'm promising you that right fucking now. As soon as she's done with college, we're down payment on a house, 10 grand, boom, pay it off. Mortgage, boom. House, career.
Get out of here.
I really want to work for myself. I don't see myself working at fucking a factory. Don't see myself working at fast food. Like, if I could, I feel like I could, because you've seen me in grill with people before. Like, I know how to control people that know who I am. And I feel like if I had to, like, control, like, an environment, like, my own stand-up place, like a bar and grill, and upstairs is fucking, you smoke weed and tell jokes, I would love to do that. I would love to fucking go in debt, and like, go in debt for that reason.
And
to chase my own happiness. Yeah.
Which is understandable.
I don't know if I would even be good at it. Like, I could go on stage and stutter and, like not be good.
You could work during the day, and then that's what you do at night. Like, literally, like, it's going to be a grind, but shit, you got
to
do
You're supposed to do that.
Yeah,
you're supposed to grind.
That's the point of the grind. Like, yeah. Right now, I'm just kind of grinding to save.
Do you have any, like, because, like, for me, like, my end goal is to tell jokes. Like, me as a person, my defense in life is humor, and I want to be that person. Like, people say, like, oh, the only good comedians are ones that were, like, traumatized when they were younger.
No.
And, like, my parents were divorced, the alcoholics, you know, the whole spiel of, like, divorced parents. I'm like, oh, that's perfect. I'm set up. I'm good. I can tell jokes forever. And I want to do that. But, like, I know people are going to listen to this and be like, what the fuck is Carter up to? What is he fucking doing?
I mean, to be honest.
Like, what's your goals? Like, what's the next step, do you think?
The next step.
Besides moving up in maintenance at McDonald's. Like, do you want
to
do anything?
I'm trying to get out of here. I don't want to be in Fredonia. I've seen, like.
Where you want
to
go?
Colorado?
Colorado's nice, man.
Colorado's nice.
It's beautiful.
The end goal is Toronto.
Toronto.
End goal is Toronto. It's always been Toronto.
Toronto's nice.
I went there once. We went there for a Blue Jays game, and we ate at the CN Tower.
And like, is it expensive out there? Have you, like, looked up any of the stuff like that?
Yeah. It's a little expensive. But, like, when you become a Canadian citizen, like, you get free health insurance. You get, like...
Nelson wants to visit there next year.
And it's really... I don't know. I just feel like Canada's got their shit together, you know? I've always liked Canada. Like, I knew the Canadian national anthem when I was 6 just because I watched hockey. Like, if you watch hockey...
See,
you know the Canadian national anthem.
I played a lot of sports, and I was never into watching football. It was the weirdest thing, because I played football since...
I really didn't start watching football until, like, 15.
Yeah.
Like, I'd, like, play and, like, be interested. Like, I'd have a favorite team. Like, I'd know the score, how they're doing.
Well, I'm a Pats fan just because my dad likes the Bills. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, it was a joke when I was 13.
I had a lot of teams. I liked the Steelers at one point. I liked the Rams for a little bit. I liked... Who is it? There was one more.
You finish it off.
Thank you. I think there was one more team. I don't know. But at the end of the day, I started off as a Bills fan, and I'm a Bills fan. Like, yeah, I've been a Bills fan.
My dad told me I should be a Bills fan just because we live by the Bills. Like, we're right down the street kind of from that shit.
Right. So, like, I mean, I've always been a Bills fan. I have. But, like, I'd always be like, oh, no, I like this team. And I'd, like, kind of hop on a bandwagon or some shit for a little bit just so I could feel good because the Bills never won.
Yeah.
When I was younger, the Bills never won. They were shit.
It's like rooting for the underdog.
Yeah.
It's just what you have to do.
But now, they're good. Like, I haven't said my favorite team is anything else since 2013, 2014, so.
My friend Porky used to always change his team. Like, he was a Seahawks fan, and then he was a Raiders fan, and then he was a Bills fan. And I don't even know what fan he is now. All I know, he had a job at Stericycle. Porky. You know Porky, Anthony Ortiz?
I feel like I might...
Heavier's that guy, really fucking hairy face.
I feel like I might have...
He's friends with Ant. He smokes with Ant a lot.
I might have talked to him.
But he was telling me it's like 15:30 or some shit, working at Stericycle, 10-hour shifts.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, like, that's the one with the... That he was texting you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, that was a good... Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that factory life. I definitely don't want to. I'm definitely not that type of person. Like, I don't see myself being happy doing that. The only reason why I'm happy at McDonald's is because I was content with fucking around. And I really found a way at work to fuck around the most I can while doing.
You shouldn't be able to do.
Yes. Like, the amount of fucking things I put in the cure that aren't even, like, edible is outrageous.
No, the cinnamon rolls that we got are so good. I might have to go get one later.
I think everyone should work in fast food at least once.
Yeah, no, for sure. Just because, like, I don't
just
know.
To deal with people. Sorry. So do you think this is going to be a recurring thing on this podcast?
Absolutely.
Are you enjoying this?
Oh, 100%. I love it.
I want to have you over at least, like, a few times.
No,
just,
absolutely.
Just, like, see how, like, the vibe feels there. And, like, it feels a little bit more professional at my house because I want to keep it, like...
I'll bring a pen inside.
Yeah, it probably most likely would have to do that. Yeah.
I'll bring the pen instead. I'll try and get one. But no, this is definitely, like, this was chill. Like, I was excited.
I don't know what this is going
to
become, but, like...
I don't know either, but... I'm excited because I was very excited to do the first one. Mm-hmm. This one, definitely. I was thinking about it all week.
The funniest part is that we didn't dive into any subjects that I thought we were going to dive into.
Yeah.
Like that video I sent you and like...
Yeah, we literally sent me a video. I watched it. And it was a good video.
It's a weird video, for
it's
sure.
It's a weird
with
video.
With the music
like,
behind it and like
yeah,
all this shit.
If you
but
smoke
it's like,
though, it's just kind of like, okay.
If you really just like put all your attention towards it and just listen.
You kind of listen to it with a clear mind with no opinions. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Where I kind of get
you can like trip a little bit. You're like, holy shit, wait, what?
Yeah, no, that's definitely like a trip.
No one knows
video.
What the fuck we're talking about right
no,
now.
No, absolutely not.
And that's okay because fuck you if you're still listening an hour in. Hour and 15 in.
Wow.
That's exactly what I was shooting for.
Did not feel like an hour and
no,
15
minutes. No, it doesn't. No.
Looking good 30, 35.
When Matt does the podcast with me, it's literally just me doing all the talking.
Yeah, yeah, I gotta talk. I'm a talkative person. I gotta talk. I'm just that way.
I think next time we're gonna dive deep into like more detailed subjects. Like I want to prepare a little bit more, and I feel like if we get people's opinions on it, like we can really like shoot the shit. Like we can start like talking about like politics or like.
Yeah.
You see, Joe Biden called Trump Abraham Lincoln. You see that shit?
I did see that. I did watch the debate, and to be honest,
who are you voting for?
Because
I'm not voting.
To be honest, I don't know if I can vote because I don't know what my license is at the moment.
You've lost your license?
I haven't had my license since, like, February. But besides that point, I'm voting for Biden just because, I don't know, there's a lot.
Joe Rogan did a
podcast
with Kanye West, and he was talking about, like, running for president.
Yeah.
That's what,
I mean,
that's
I
what
don't
God
like the
wants.
Kanye
he said
shit.
That's what God wants.
I don't like the Kanye shit. I don't. That's just...
I feel like no matter who the president is, life's
yeah,
not really going to change.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, no, it's kind of sad. Like, these are the two guys, like, out of America, out of everyone in America, these are the two guys we got. Like, I don't want to.
70-year-old
men. I don't want to vote for Biden, but I am because I just don't agree with what Trump says half the time.
Yeah.
It's just,
I think Trump's just trying to be, like, as honest as he can while fucking with people. He's having fun.
He's literally, like, he likes to be, like, I mean, like, yeah, it's fun. Like, it's entertainment. I'm watching it. Like, that's why I watched it. I wanted to see him go at it. Like, the first one was great. Like,
that's just hilarious.
It was so funny. But, like, at the same time, like, there is some shit, like, yeah, I get it. Trump's Trump. But, like, I don't know. Sometimes it's not really politics that we talk about. It's like human rights type shit.
Yeah, it's like serious it's like, things. Like he, they brought up like Black Lives Matter and like the white supremacist people, and he pretty much just said that like, oh, I'm just gonna let them do what they're doing. Like he had no opinion on it.
Like
you're supposed
to
have an opinion on this world.
I'm
like
you literally have a chance right here.
Like you can't be the leader of the free world without.
And like he could say, like he said in the last debate, he's one of the most least racist presidents, and honestly, I
don't know. I think it's definitely one-sided. Like, he paid $700 and something
like, hey,
in taxes.
I'm not a very political person. I don't like it because...
Oh, I don't watch politics at all. I have not
watched
one
debate. Just to watch it, like, just because, you know,
I watch
like,
highlights.
It's interesting.
I watch the Facebook 15-second highlights.
But, like, at the same time, like, I'm not going to be in the politics because I've literally seen people get, like, oh, hey, I want Biden. Oh, Trump's great. No, blah, blah, blah. This, and then they're not even friends. Like,
yeah,
no
they're
point.
Very hard-headed people. Like
politics
like
has turned into this huge thing.
Like, if you like one or the other, it's like, oh, then I'm not friends with you anymore. Like,
right.
I can't be friends with anybody that can't.
No, there's a difference between
opinion.
Not being friends with, like, you know, someone who's fucked them in the head and who's like, yeah, the white supremacist, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's different. Like, yo, I'm not being friends with you just because, like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Like you know I don't smoke nicotine, but, like, I'm friends
like,
with
oh
you.
Oh, my God.
Like, you smoke nicotine. It's not like, oh, why the fuck are you doing that? I fucking hate that. You're like, I'm not going to do that to you. Like, no, you're your own person. You have the right to do your own things and your own choices in life, and I'm going to respect that because that's how people are supposed to act. Like, I'm going to treat you with the same amount of respect I would like you to treat me.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? I feel like people are just cunts.
No, they are. A lot of people gotten soft now. That's just the fact.
Everything's a Facebook video. Like, my rights. You made me feel sad. Yeah. You don't have my opinion, so you're wrong.
Yeah, that's literally how it is. And if you have, like, there's no such thing as an opinion. No one can have their own opinion anymore. Everyone has to weigh in on it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, cool, it's an opinion. Like, it's your opinion. Like, that's what you think. Why does it matter what someone's opinion is that much? Like, you read it on Facebook, all you have to do is scroll past it.
Yeah.
All you have to do is scroll past it.
Was it, Lisa the other day was, like, bringing up Facebook stuff.
Yeah, I've seen some fucked up shit on Twitter. Twitter is fucked up. I love it so much. But I've seen some fucked up shit on Twitter. I just scroll past it. I read it, I'm like, damn,
there's fucked up people in this world.
That's, and, like, if somebody tweets and is like, yo, this person's fucked, I'll like it. But I'm not going to, like, go off and, like, make, like, a whole paragraph and make a statement.
Those people, like, in the comment section of that Facebook who write a whole paragraph, as if somebody fucking cares. Nobody cares.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No, at the end of the day.
You're, like, just posting a post.
You're just posting a post. Like, you're posting because you want someone to.
That's the one thing I hate. Like, I post sometimes. Like, I'll post, like, videos on my Snapchat story of, you know, product.
Man, you're just living. You're just
right.
Doing
I would just
doing.
Do it by thing because I don't really care. Like, I just like, oh, yep, this is what I'm doing. But, like, I feel like people post on their story to, like, try and show how, like, what they're doing and, like, well, like, not what they're doing, but, like,
how they
try
want
and show
to
off
see,
or, like, some shit. But, like, I don't know. Social media is only for highlights. Like,
yeah. Well, like, you see me post on Snapchat, like, I'm up at 7. So, like, usually if I'm up at 7, I'll, like, take a Snapchat of how dark it is and, like, put the time.
Right.
Because, like, I want people, like, I nag people. I nag at people all the time. If, like, I love calling people out on their bullshit. I love talking shit.
Right.
It's
absolutely.
One of my favorite things to fucking do. If someone's
it's
complaining
always
fun. Or it I love it's just who I am. I can't not be honest with somebody. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with everybody. And if someone's like, oh, you didn't work out this morning, I'm like, motherfucker, I was up at 7. There's proof.
Yeah.
I proved it. I'm doing shit
this
that you're
proven.
Not doing.
Yeah.
And I'm. Like, I motivated Sebastian the other day.
And
Sebastian
just,
said he's going to work out more because I talk so much shit on fat
and this
people.
Is the thing. I feel like people think you're, like, no, if that's what your mindset is, like, why does it matter what his mindset is? Like, okay, he says, fuck you. Be like, all right, if he's going to talk to me, like, whatever. Like,
yeah.
That's just, to me, I don't care. Like, whatever your mindset is, like, have it be your mindset. Just don't be
a dick about it.
Yeah, don't be a dick about it.
Like,
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, if I wake up at
like,
7,
certain things
you wake up at 10, I'm not going to, like, talk shit on that.
Like,
it's
like,
your
oh,
life.
But, like, and if you do, it's just like, okay. Like, okay, yeah, I wake up at 10. Was okay.
Yeah, like, I don't want everyone to wake up at 7 a.m. It's just my lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like, I chose to live my life this way. And if so, like, it's pretty much just for the people who, like, complain.
Right.
And it's like, what are you complaining about? Like, what are you, like, you're alive. What are you complaining about?
You can do so much shit. You literally can do anything you want.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, you need some bread, but, I mean, you can do whatever the fuck you want, really.
Mm-hmm.
What's stopping you from going to a different state? Nothing.
I think people just want to be accepted and are willing to change everything about their lives and be unhappy just to feel accepted.
Yeah.
That's why I will forever buy shoes. I love buying white shoes to get them dirty.
Really?
I love buying, like, these shoes. I will never wash these shoes. I have a pair of white Vans. Never washed them. I have a pair of $90 Nike white shoes, and they're, like, lime green on the side.
Uh-huh.
The day I bought them, I wrote with Sharpie on the side of them.
Why?
Because I was in Colorado. And the pair of shoes I was wearing, since I bought a new pair, I took off the shoes I was wearing and threw them in the trash.
Oh, my God.
Because I was like, I don't need these pair of shoes because I have a new pair.
I could never.
So I threw, I think they were like $65, like, Vans, because I love Vans. They're like, they're cheap, comfortable, like, they're flat, I like them, I like how they look. I can't wear Jordans.
I like Nikes a lot. Nikes,
yeah, like, I like the flat, like, comfortable Nikes, but I bought the shoes, like, in the store, and, like, right outside the store, taking off my shoes, putting on the other shoes, threw away my fucking shoes, got in the car, put my leg up, asked Nelson for a Sharpie, gave me one, wrote on the white, like, the white bottom of the shoes, I put, like, Colorado, and then put the date. So now,
that's dope.
Every time I go home and I look at those shoes, I'm like, I wore those fucking shoes in Colorado on that date.
Yeah, no, that's kind of, okay, yeah, that's dope.
But, like, they're $90 shoes. They're dusty. I went hiking in them. They're not hiking shoes. They're $90.
Yeah.
I spent $90 on a pair of shoes just to get them dirty. Just so people who buy, like, those, like, $400 Gucci shoes and, like, fucking Yeezys and this and that. I'm like, why the fuck are you spending $400 on a pair of shoes?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for a status? For someone to look at you and be like, wow, you have money.
No, yeah, no. I do get it. Like, there is a point to that. But at the same time, like, hey, you want to buy $400 shoes?
I just don't see a point on $400 shoes.
I don't, the pricing of shoes, that's why I'm not really into shoes, so, like, I can't really say
well, it's
much
not,
about
no,
it.
it's like things in general.
Yeah,
like,
no, yeah.
Like, people will, like, spend money on things that don't really matter just
no,
other people can accept them.
No, yeah. And I hate that. I don't like that. If it's for someone to get, like, buy it because you want to buy it. Like,
I've worn these sweatpants every day since October. Every day. I've washed these once. I've worn them every single day because I have one pair of light jeans that I wear and these sweatpants. And I don't have any other pants that fit me at the time. I lost some weight. Go Devin. And
yeah, absolutely.
I wear these every day. I wear a long sleeve Van shirt. I have tattoos. I wear Van socks because they're cozy.
Nice, by the way.
Thank you. I can't wait to get the background. I don't know what to get up here because like I don't know what goes with a monk. So the monk's gonna have like circles and lines behind it, like symmetrical shit. And then up here, I want it to tie in, but I don't know what I'm gonna do. And also, I want to get all of my arms and all my legs. Like I'm gonna be tatted up, and yeah, I'm definitely like the last person. I feel like people were like, "Why the fuck does he have tattoos?"
Yeah.
I'm definitely not one of those, like, you know, people usually have, like, tattoos all over the, like, dark, like, listen to fucking, like, rock music and fucking, like, liquid metal on the radio and, like, screamo shit. Uh-huh. Like, I listen to fucking classical music and, like, fucking, like, rap and, like, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Like, my music, like, it's just me as a person. I got a tattoo because, like, this, he symbolized, like, breath and, like, breathing and, like, I meditate and, like, Lotus Flowers, like, love and this and that. And, like, I don't get fucking tattoos for you to like me. I get tattoos because I like it. Because I chose this. Because it makes me feel better. But there's people out there that do things and spend money on things and change their whole entire life just for other people to accept them when they don't even accept themselves.
Yeah, no, that's...
That sucks.
And I feel like everybody used to be like that, at least at one point in their life. But like...
Oh, no, I never.
Oh, well, never. I was at one point.
I was hated. I was a hated person growing up.
I was at one point, I was trying to be accepted. You know? And I just feel like in high school, like, you could just kind of fall into that trap of like, you know, like, everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Like, no, everyone hated me in high school because, like, people would be like, oh, come to this party this weekend and drink with us. I'm like, no, I'm not going to drink till I go to college.
I feel like I was liked in high school, but at the same time, I feel like I was not liked in high school just because I was
I was just liked because I was weird. I was funny. Yeah. Like, I told a lot of jokes. I played sport. I played football, ran track, and played chess.
I also noticed whenever you'd play sports, that's when you'd get, like, the most people would talk to you.
Yeah.
Like when I
play, because well, you were like in quotes like popular. Like you were right, what's like going on.
When I play
on.
Sports, like when I play soccer, like I have a lot of people talk to me. When I play hockey, I have a lot of people talk to me because hockey. My first game, we had a huge brawl, and everybody was like, "Oh!" And so everybody wanted to talk about it. So like I don't know, like but once hockey season's over, it's like gone.
Yeah, it's gone. Well, like
you get friends because you see the same people all the time, like going to see. Like the games,
I only hang out with like Nelson. I hang out with one person. I don't hang out with me and Anthony. I've known Anthony since middle school. We ran with each other since middle school. I do not hang out with Anthony. Like it's just one of those things. Like you hang out, like you see each other when you see each other, but we're not taking a drive to 7-Eleven to get slushies. Like we're not doing that shit, and that's okay. Like not everyone is meant to hang out together, but it's like so many people chase that shit, and I don't know why. Like, they chase trying to be accepted with multiple people. Like, oh, let's hang out with six people. And one of those guys most likely don't fucking like you.
Yeah.
And they're just there to be there.
They're just there to hang out. Like, that's it.
Yeah, like, if you can't get into a deep conversation driving to fucking Jamestown to get fucking Slurpees and get, like, a $5 lottery ticket, like, no, like...
Like, why... I hate when people, you know, but just, or they're just sitting on their phone. I'm like, it's cool. Good talk.
Angel Reyes, fucking, we went to Jamestown. This motherfucker was sitting in the backseat with his AirPods in. Like, you're in a car with four
if
people.
If I ever have AirPods in a car, I'll have, like, one in.
Well, no, he had both in, and we tried having a conversation. He's like, what? Huh? Sorry, what? I'm like, motherfucker, you're in a car with
Sometimes
your friends.
Sometimes I feel bad at work because I can't hear shit half the time.
I'll go on whatever side doesn't have
anything. Yeah, and I always like putting it on, like, whatever side, like, people aren't on. Like,
yeah. I'm surprised no one, like yells at you for that, too. Because I got yelled at for my headphones.
It's going to sound cocky, but no one yells at me.
Yeah, no one yells at me either.
No one really does.
Jenny raised her voice the other day at me and then apologized.
People tell me something to do. I'll do it. Like, yeah.
If they're nice.
Yeah, I'll do it, like, whatever. But, like, at the same time, like, I don't really care. You know?
Yeah. I think we're going to wrap it up.
All right.
So... This is a recurring thing, you think?
Absolutely.
If you think we get, like, talk about, like, local things, get into deep subjects, maybe get, like, people's feedbacks on, like, what, like, they want us to talk about, like, talk about hockey or sports or video games and this and that.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Like, I kind of just like shooting the shit. It's fun.
Yeah, it is. It's just, like, off the top, like, you know, like, yeah, absolutely.
You're a very interesting man, Carter.
So are you, Devin.
All right, so where can people find you? Like, let's say someone on TikTok... all of a sudden wants to hear Carter talk, where are they going to find you? On like Instagram? What's your Instagram since you don't use it anymore?
I mean, the
Instagram. Where do you want them to find you? Snapchat? Instagram?
Snap is Darter025. If you want to add it, I don't really care. I mean, yeah. You're just going to see a bunch of shit.
Well, like, you never know who might want to follow the Carter way.
Yeah, I mean, if you do, hey, what's up?
How you doing? Any last words for the people?
It was fun. It was nice talking to everyone.
It was.
Hey, man.
Smoke weed.
Smoke weed.
Smoke weed.
Go McDonald's.
All right, bye-bye.